The Bird Show.
I learned my lesson months and months and months ago. Do you remember when Stacey and I had that big fight on the radio when she wanted to do the baby shower thing?
Couples baby shower thing.
And mm-hmm. I just am adamantly against those things.
Right.
Like, adamantly against a guy, like a woman making their man go to something like that because we have no interest in it at all, right? I mean, adamantly against it. But she wanted to do that when Hollis was born. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. I can't ask my friends to do this. No way. No couple shower for a baby. No guy wants to do that. Please don't put my friends through that. Well, we got in a big old argument about it, and it brewed on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned from that is that day right there for her was so much more important to me, I mean to her, than it was for me, that I just should have shut up. You know, I just should have, like,
one of those give and take things.
You know, that's
mean something to her. It be
was
supportive,
really important to her. So I just should have, in the beginning, just said, "Let's just do it."
Mm-hmm.
So I learned my lesson there, and we've got another one coming up this weekend.
Okay.
So Hollis is turning 1 year old, and Stacey wants to throw this big old blowout for him. 1 year old. And I've always been one of those people that think that parties for 1 year olds are ridiculous.
Now, did Hayden have one?
You know how my memory is.
Sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
I also know how Stacey is.
And yeah, the
big
way
old
Stacey
blowout
is, man.
For Hayden, too, I'm sure.
She grew up in family that celebrate these family-type things. But I've seen the kind of celebration that we're looking at this weekend that I've always looked at and gone, well, it's not going to happen in my house.
Now
it's happening in my house.
How's that working out for you?
So it's like, you know, she's hired this company to come on over, and there's a whole bunch of kids coming over, and adults are coming over. It's going to be a major blowout. It is encompassing two homes together. We are opening the fence between our house and our neighbor Mike's house, who's the best guy in the world. There's a pool over there. And
are you going to have a moonwalk?
She's bringing in the whole deal.
Nice.
She's bringing in the deal. Sorry. For a one-year-old. No, go ahead. Say what you want.
Well, I mean,
because I had the same
feelings
you do.
Because I don't want to be disrespectful. But, I mean, the celebration should be for the one-year-old, and who's not going to remember? I mean, to me, you get two cakes. You get the one cake for the family to celebrate, and then the other cake is for Hollis to rip right through it and make a mess.
Now, there are some side parties also. Like, my mom's birthday is coming up also. So we're sort of like
mixing them all together.
But the gist of it really is the party for our one-year-old Hollis. I have the same kind of thought that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've realized this is important to Stacey.
Important
so
to
for my reasons of being uncomfortable during putting on a party like this are inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to Stacey. That's what she wants. So she's hiring this company to come on in, and it's going to be bells and whistles and moonwalks, and
nice.
it's going to be crazy, right?
Wow.
It's going to be.
I want to walk on the moonwalk.
You're one of those families.
I want to jump on the moonwalk.
I am in one of those families.
Is that she did it for Hayden. I mean, if Hayden had it, she wants her second son to have the same thing.
Well, I agree with that.
Well, this
she
one
wouldn't
is,
want to short him.
I'll tell you, this one is going to be, if we had one for Hayden for his first birthday, it's nothing like this one's going to be.
It was dress rehearsal for Hollis.
They are bringing in a company to do, she's
finally,
hiring somebody.
Finally, the younger kid gets the bigger party.
I know you've probably been told this
now
a
you support
lot
it.
Stacey,
now I support it.
You might want to get a part-time job.
I know. And I've
like, you think the first birthday party, what about like 16.
Yeah.
When they each get their brand new Range Rover.
I hope not.
Hummer.
Gosh.
Well, whatever's big
there. What?
They're going to be driving Hummers.
Oh. No, we won't be that family. I mean, at some point, I'm going to go, look, enough is enough. But this is important to her. So if it's just a big party with moon bounces and all that for a one-year-old who won't remember it, it's okay. That's what she wants to do.
Okay.
So here really is my etiquette question, and I sort of brought it up to you guys earlier this morning, is that when I didn't have kids and I would get invited to parties like this for children, I didn't want to be there. It was 4 hours of torture. But we were invited, and you wanted to show respect to your friend who has a child, so you would go and attend.
Right.
So I have always been on the fence about inviting to you guys to stuff like this. And I haven't on this one, but I want to invite you, knowing that it's okay.
And Jen's already there because she's been excited about the moonwalk since you mentioned it.
I want you guys, I'm not exactly sure what protocol is here. Like, I don't want you to feel pressured into going.
Obligated.
But I also don't want you to think I don't want you there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So want you there knowing that you're going to be bored.
Well,
Jason sent out a really cool thing with the invite.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was a letter. It was photocopied. It was typed, and he hand-signed it. But it basically said, all right, here's the deal to my friends without kids and my single guy friends who my wife made me send this invite to. you're invited to this because it's a party and we want to celebrate any occasion with the people that we love. But it's also a 5-year-old's birthday party. So there's going to be a bunch of ankle biters running around being pains in the ass. So if you want to attend, that's great. The recommended gift price range is $20 to $30. If you don't want to attend, increase your gift price range by 20 bucks, and we'll forgive you. Also, afterwards, I'm going out for beer and stronger drinks at such and such a place, and you guys are all welcome to meet me there. Thanks a lot, Jason. And it was real, like, it was written so tongue-in-cheek. That, I mean, I'm sure there's some people who read it and took offense to it because they thought, that, you know, the dollar. But if you knew him, it was written so tongue-in-cheek and it was so funny that you're like, that's cool. And you knew it was even going to be a fun party. So everybody just kind of went anyways. And they could go with the excuse of, well, you know, I didn't want to get stuck for paying the more expensive gift. And everybody went at the end of the party and then left with him. And they actually went to Rio Grande and sat on the patio.
Like, I think most parents are, well, no, I don't want to say that. What were you going to
say? No, say it. No, you say it.
No, I was going to say. Some parents, I think that there's a consciousness there that you should invite everybody. But I know that there's this weird, like, if I don't go, they're going to see it as a sign of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do go, I'm going to be bored out of my mind for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let you all know you're invited.
Sweet.
I'll bring in formal invitations for you tomorrow. If you don't come, I understand. It's cool. Right here.
Any hot single guys?
Yeah, us.
That are over the heat of one.
Oh, okay. You're going to be picky. All of a sudden, your single girl is going to be all particular about who we introduce her to.
It was a 43-year-old guy yesterday, and it's a 1-year-old today.
Oh, man.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Well, she's kind of in between. Hey. Her age is right in between the two of them.
If she averages 24, she's doing great.
Okay, you go think ahead. About this. Okay, this is your child. It should be important, too. Don't be like your dad.
Oh,
don't
wait.
Yeah,
where did that come from?
What the hell?
Like, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, what the hell?
I wouldn't say no party, but what I would
hell?
Say
what
is more of a.
Listeners?
See,
your kid's going to grow up just thinking, oh, my dad don't care.
That is not
what
I'm saying.
He's not going to know what's going on. I'm sorry.
It's a birthday party for your 1-year-old. You should be celebrating that God gave you that year. But instead, you're wanting to whine and complain about it, and that's wrong.
Let her go.
Okay, what? Should I just let it go?
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Hey, hold on. I just want to. Oh my gosh.
Just let it go. Because she just was trying to be critical for no reason.
Is there something I didn't relate? Did I relate something improperly to you?
No.
Like, I'm not.
No,
I'm not for not celebrating the party, but the over the top 1-year old party to me is just. It would not be something that I would do.
She brought up your dad. Damn.
Well, she was obviously trying to call Hannity yesterday to bitch about Hillary Clinton and couldn't get through.
Mm.
So she just had that anger, and she's like, I'm calling some radio show. I don't know what it is.
I just don't think that she really listened to what you were saying, because you were talking about the etiquette of inviting friends that don't have kids. Your friends with kids are coming over, and they're bringing the whole family, and
yes.
You guys are going to bounce on the hippity-hops.
Absolutely.
And everybody's going to have a great time. Your question was about inviting friends who don't have children, and would they feel obligated? I don't think she really listened
to you.
No,
that's
all
right.
Well,
now
here's the thing.
Yeah, she sounded sweet and kind.
No, here's the thing. Bird talks about a party for Hollis or an over-the-top party.
Right.
She could call in with a comment, but she decided to do an over-the-top comment.
There you go. All right, so she's in the same position.
Yes.
Good morning, Chandra. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bird.
Hey.
I just had my son's first birthday party this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we invited everyone. And I told my friends who don't have children that I've been there, done that. You don't have to come. I totally understand if you don't. I will not be hurt at all. I know you love me, and I know you love my kid. But spending your Saturday, afternoon, evening, at a birthday party with 1-year-olds up to, like, 6-year-olds is not everybody's cup of tea.
Exactly.
So don't feel bad. No gift. No problem. Don't come. I'm not hurt at all. because it was 65 people, like, 25 kids. It was crazy. And I had a coworker and a good friend who said, you know, I really have some other stuff to do. I was like, no problem, dude. I understand.
I do feel like you'd have to get the flu vaccine before going over there.
Yeah, there's going to be some snot flowing for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
creep me out a little bit.
He talks about the etiquette, and Katie is screaming in her radio right now, take the invitation! There's children there!
Well,
I want to be there!
Don't be your dad!
Just for Katie Joe's sake, when Bert was talking about inviting you all, he was referring to the interns because he knows that we're all busy this weekend.
Do you want to be there?
I'm out of town this weekend, though.
What a lucky break.
I mean, literally I am, but Katie's probably going, now we can change our plans because there's going to be children running around everywhere. This is going to be awesome.
Hey, Angela, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, Bert.
Good morning.
I just want to thank you as a person in the business, in the party entertainment business, children's entertainment business. I want to thank you for allowing Stacy to do this blowout. Parents like you keep us in business.
I know we do. What's the most expensive party that you have ever thrown?
Your wife is too competitive. You do not want her to know the answer to this.
For somebody under the age of 5 years old.
Majority of my larger dollar clients are under five. And again, I do a specially niche type entertainment. I don't do the whole gig. I've had an $1,100 job. I do pony rides and petting zoos. And $1,100 for a one-hour pony and petting zoo is my top line.
$1,100? Oh, I've heard of them going way more.
Well, way she was saying that she just has one niche service within the big party.
The overall grand total of a party like that would probably be what, five?
Some could go even higher than that. $5,000, $10,000, I think.
$10,000 for a 1 year old?
Yes, man.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to throw up.
Me too.
The Bird Show.